Our next presentation is developing and implementing a process, content, and outcome evaluation of a statewide community health worker alliance. And our presenter is Nicholas Yankee. Nick Yankee is a 2013 master's candidate in social work and public health at the University of Michigan, which had a fantastic reception last night, I have to say, emphasizing in program evaluation practice. He has contributed to program evaluations with multiple community-based nonprofits and government agencies, including serving as lead evaluator for the Michigan Community Health Worker Alliance. Nick is especially interested in evaluating healthcare workforce development and transformation projects, the use of quantitative and qualitative methods, and collaborative approaches to evaluation. Pleased to introduce Nick Yankee.
Thanks. So my presentation has multiple purposes. First, I'm going to briefly introduce the Michigan Community Health Worker Alliance, which I'll refer to as MISHWA throughout the presentation. I'll then discuss elements of our evaluations, development and implementation, some results, challenges, lessons learned, and some future projects we're going to be working on. So the Michigan Community Health Worker Alliance's mission is to promote and sustain the integration of community health workers into Michigan's health and human service systems through coordinated changes in policy and workforce development. MISHWA is comprised of a steering committee, four working groups shown in this leaf diagram here, and a program evaluation advisory board. The steering committee and working groups are comprised of a growing number of individual and organizational partners, including community health workers, CHW supporters, and other stakeholders statewide. So what do we do? MISHWA's goals listed here help us address some of the big issues in the CHW field. Ultimately, MISHWA is trying to establish the CHW as a recognized, respected professional that can be financed sustainably and integrated into existing systems of care to improve population health and contribute to economic development in many of our communities. This presentation will focus on the sixth goal, which is about developing our evaluation, which is something that we really value. So why incorporate evaluation into MISHWA? MISHWA's founding group recommended using a community-based participatory approach that was instrumental in making sure evaluation was essential to that. Among MISHWA's guiding principles, which draw heavily from the CBPR literature, CHWs provide active leadership at all levels of MISHWA, and all members of MISHWA participate as equal members and share responsibility for its efforts. Ongoing evaluation can support development and maintenance of MISHWA's infrastructure, strengthen partnerships, and identify outcomes achievement and help assist in acquiring and sustaining funding for the organization. So MISHWA felt that using a program evaluation advisory board to guide the direction of evaluation would align well with these principles. This was confirmed by the release of a special issue of New Directions for Evaluation, a journal of the American Evaluation Association, in winter 2012 on evaluation advisory groups. The issue highlighted that the use of evaluation advisory groups is becoming increasingly more common as evaluators understand the emphasis on multi-stakeholder input into evaluation to enhance its relevance and utilization. So currently our program evaluation advisory board consists of two academic researchers, one community partner, MISHWA's project coordinator, and one of our challenges has been recruiting a CHW to serve as part of this board. Since March 2012, I've served as the lead evaluator, beginning as part of my work for my social work field placement at the School of Social Work in the Curtis Center Program Evaluation Group, which is a evaluation and student training center. And our evaluation team then consists of myself as lead evaluator and the evaluation advisory board. So this is MISHWA's evaluation progress. We view it as an ongoing and cyclical process, and this includes the use of annual program logic models and calls for participation in the advisory board. The main steps include evaluation planning, data collection, management analysis, reporting, and evaluation use, as well as program improvement planning. One of the very first things we did when I was brought on to kind of start getting this evaluation was to develop a logic model for our overall structure of the organization and what we wanted to achieve. Our logic model, this is kind of just an outline, and throughout this presentation I'm going to be kind of showing off a bunch of templates and tools and kind of go pretty quickly through some results just to give folks a kind of idea of how to evaluate statewide community partnerships for CHW sustainability. So in our logic model, we broke up all of MISHWA's components and MISHWA's working groups came up with different activities and objectives, and then different outputs that they wanted to achieve. These are things like products, such as a report on the community health worker workforce in Michigan, CHW informational materials, and a policy brief. And then we've also thought about outcomes that we want to come from MISHWA's efforts, such as increased awareness by stakeholders of CHWs and CHW sustainability issues, big policy changes, and having CHWs integrated into health and human service systems. Next, I worked with the evaluation team to develop several evaluation questions. And in the first year, we had five. We made one addition and one deletion for 2013. And to date, our evaluation has been focused on learning about the stakeholders involved in the partnership, barriers and facilitating factors to the organization's maintenance and growth, and outcomes and progress toward goals and objectives. So I'm going to show off about three data collection tools. Our first primary method was developing and implementing a steering committee partnership survey. We developed items using examples from methods for community-based participatory research for health, as well as some CBPR partnership surveys affiliated with the Detroit Urban Academic Research Center and Reach Detroit Partnership. Some of the Program Evaluation Advisory Board members had served on these boards and used these tools described here. So our survey was developed to measure several elements of group dynamics, including participation and understanding of and satisfaction with the group process. It also measured impacts of participation on the steering committee member knowledge of CHWs and CHW issues, member organizations, and other community organizations, as well as member perceptions of MISHWA's impact on policymakers and other stakeholders statewide. Our next data collection tool was a steering committee partner interview guide. And we decided after the survey, which had mostly quantitative variables, that we needed to kind of follow up with some of the steering committee members and further inquire into specifically barriers and facilitating factors to MISHWA's development and ongoing work. So the board decided in-depth interviews with these members would be an appropriate method. And the interviews were conducted to gather information about member involvement with CHWs prior to MISHWA's existence, member involvement with the initial MISHWA stakeholder meeting, member involvement with MISHWA since then, feedback on findings from the partnership survey, and thoughts about the expansion of networks of relationships among MISHWA's partners. And I, as the lead evaluator, scheduled and conducted interviews with these partners both in person and via telephone. And kind of the last major data collection tool was a template we developed for working group co-leaders to track progress toward their goals and objectives for the year at the end of 2012. We provided this template. And this is kind of an example. I had the goals and objectives written in there and then asked for their description of activities in progress with the additional questions to, again, get at their perceptions of barriers and facilitators to their work. So a few of our results from mostly year one. We use meeting attendance as an indicator of participation and categorize the steering committee partner organizations into three levels of participation. And so in 2012, we had a pretty high level of participation by our individual organizations. about almost 65% having attended 8 or more of the steering committee meetings, which were monthly. Additionally, we track meeting attendance for all working groups, and we noticed an increase in attendance, especially around September. There was a lot of momentum going on in between two conferences that were held in the state, one by a major health system, and then one that Mishwa put on their annual meeting. And so that seemed to be a big point in momentum for the organization in the year. And then in the 2012 partnership survey, we found a high level of satisfaction with the steering committee's activities and progress, as well as a high sense of ownership of the steering committee's work. To a less degree, the partners felt they had adequate knowledge of Mishwa's resources and resource allocation process, and we liked that these measures provided us with baseline information to compare with in the future. And then here are some themes from the qualitative partnership interviews that we conducted. To capture the story, we asked members what their reasons were for becoming involved with Mishwa. And so the themes of match personal interests and matched interests with the organization that they work for, that this work was important to employers in their community, concerns about community health worker sustainability, and being involved with the organization was a professional development opportunity. And then I wanted to kind of show an example of then how we kind of grouped our results, which is in a larger report, with themes and quotations. And so we definitely had a kind of high level of concern about community health worker sustainability as a kind of driving factor for participation. We also, one of our big evaluation questions was how well did Mishwa do on its goals and objectives? And we completed 16 of the 21 objectives. These were objectives that each working group had come up for themselves. And I'm going to kind of go through an example with the communications working group. They had some objectives to build web infrastructure and build Mishwa's social media presence. So they did this by having developing Facebook and Twitter pages and launching Mishwa's website. And so we use Google Analytics to measure website usage to kind of measure the reach and growth of Mishwa. And in the first year since website launch, of the 4,000 visits to Mishwa.org, a little over 42% were unique visitors, and we found they're from mostly urban areas. And each working group on the website has its own page, and kind of something that makes us proud is that the Community Health Worker Network page is the most visited page. It's very frequently updated. And so some further evaluation inquiries for us could be looking into how our community health workers are actually using this resource tool that's available to them, possibly as communication tool between each other and to get information. Next, Mishwa's Facebook page received 99 likes in its first year. So we can see kind of a steady growth throughout that year. And users who liked Mishwa's Facebook page are, again, also from mostly urban areas, mostly in the Ann Arbor area and kind of around the universities. We have a lot of university folks. But, again, this information is really useful for us as a planning tool as we kind of look to who do we need to expand an outreach to be using these communication tools. So next I'm going to talk about some challenges to Mishwa's evaluation. Community health worker participation on the program evaluation board has been a challenge. We know there's been many barriers identified, including lack of time from work to participate, childcare and transportation, and even community health workers, it's been identified, struggle with kind of confidence in taking these leadership roles. So in our group, to date, we haven't had a CHW participate, But at the annual meeting, which was just last month, we had three community health workers kind of sign up on a kind of interest form. So we'll definitely be reaching out to them soon to join our board. The next challenge is having a graduate student as the lead evaluator. It's been a really unique experience for me to be able to be receiving training within the School of Social Work on kind of how to provide evaluation services to local groups and community-based groups, really for kind of low cost but with high quality. And so in the beginning, I was able to actually provide a lot of time, 2 to 4 days a week, full-time as part of my field placement work on this project. And for the last, since January this year, that time commitment has been a little bit patchy. So it's also been a challenge to serve as somebody who's supposed to be facilitating this, but also be learning through the process. But I think it's been a really beneficial experience to have this as kind of my anchor project. Evaluation use. Evaluation results. We've written a bunch of reports and briefs and shared these with the steering committee and various boards, but they haven't been used as much for program improvement as we had originally hoped. And then finally, the time commitment of our evaluation advisory board members, because they're highly involved in all aspects of MISHWA. So that's a big challenge. So some of our lessons learned, we need to prioritize evaluation use, like I kind of shared, and have the steering committee really drive what activities we do. We think we're looking into some projects using a little bit more identifiable information, having the partners really kind of use survey data and kind of let us know who they are, and do some social network analysis. That template I kind of showed you for the working group end of year report, it was helpful, but in the end we, the project manager and myself, had to kind of also go back and do our own digging into some notes and meeting minutes. Just because of recall from the working group leader. So we're thinking about new effective methods for changing that. And then just that evaluation requires a high staff and volunteer time commitment. So the MISHWA Evaluation Board has several new initiatives, some which go beyond the internal evaluation activities that we've kind of showed and what we've been really focusing on so far, to activities that will help make the case for sustainability in Michigan. So as part of our ongoing literature review, we created a matrix of process and outcome measures, and we want to summarize these indicators of success across studies and programs to help strengthen the level of evidence and build our case. So we're planning to identify what current CHW programs are using as process and outcome measures with the aim of designing a set of common indicators for that we hope would be able to use as many programs as possible in Michigan and beyond. Within the next few months, we want to launch a statewide program survey that aims to identify current practices and needs among CHW programs. Items of interest include funding courses, CHW training requirements, CHW supervision mechanisms, and continuing education needs. Next, we have an education and workforce development initiative connecting training agencies, employers, and health plans to provide a defined employment and reimbursement pathway for trained community health workers. We propose to evaluate the effectiveness of this linked program in 2 to 3 locations, including perceptions and experiences of the parties involved. And additionally, we'll evaluate sustainability and scalability as a CHW training model for the state of Michigan. And then our final project, kind of like I started to mention earlier, would be to do some social network analysis. We know there's a variety of paths for how people have found and connected with MISHWA, and a future project will use SNA methods to identify how Mishwa's social network has contributed to success and how CHW policy and systems changes happen through our connections. Mishwa continues to have significant tasks ahead to achieve its goals. Ongoing evaluation activities and evaluation use will help this organization better understand its reach and effectiveness in achieving such goals. We hope our evaluation in Michigan can serve as a model for other statewide multi-stakeholder CHW alliances working to achieve a trained and sustainable CHW workforce. Thank you.